Good evening. I'd like to continue the discussion of Halakhas Sfiras to Omer, a halakha that we're familiar with, but it actually happened last night. One of my students was called me for whatever else, and at the end of the conversation he said, "Oh, last night was such and such number." I said, "No, you got it wrong. Last night was 10. Or not, we were speaking last night. I said, "No, last night was 9. Today's 10. He said, "Oh, today's 10? He said, today's 10. I said, "Yes, and I want you to make sure that you should go ahead and count again, but don't make a bracha, because you already missed it by telling me that." So I want to talk about that halacha. The Shulchan Aruch says that once Bein HaShemashes is reached, that's just about now, we're in Bein HaShemashes right now, when Shkiah has passed, then if somebody asks you how many days of Sfira is it, you should respond, "Esmo hayakach v'kach." Don't respond what today is, because that will already mess you up for tonight's count, for tonight's bracha. Rather respond about what yesterday's count was. If you do respond with today is such and such, then you will mess up, you'll take away your ability to make a bracha on tonight's count. So I want to talk about the halachas of that, this line in the Shulchan Aruch. So first of all, Shulchan Aruch points out something, the Mishnah Berurah points out something very interesting. If you just say the words, "It's 7 days of the Omer," but you don't say the word "today," today is 7 days of the Omer. So if you don't say the word Hayom, that's not a problem. Saying the number is not the problem. The problem is saying Hayom is the number that day happens to. Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Baal Tani, explains that the Torah, when it commands us to count Sfiras HaOmer, it says Tisperu Chamishim Yom. You're not counting numbers, you're counting days. So if you just count a number, that will be meaningless. It's if you count the number of days, you say today is 7 days of the Omer, that's a Sfira. If you just say 7 days, or even 7 days of the Omer, I don't know if that's not considered counting the days, the mitzvah to count the days. And therefore, I don't remember exactly the lashon that my student used in the phone call last night, and I hadn't seen this halacha yet, so I don't know, maybe I advised him wrongly, I'm not sure. I don't remember if he said the word, "Oh, today is whatever amount of days," or he just said, "Oh, it's 7 days." So it would depend if you said the word "today," Hayom.
You have to mention the Omer? You have to say...
The Mishnah Berurah says clearly, it's Meduik action the Shulchan Aruch. Let me tell you what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch says the following. Let's say you messed up. Somebody asks you, "What's tonight?" You say, you should have said, "Yesterday was blank, blank, blank." Instead you said, today is 7 days, but you didn't say the word for the in the Omer, La Omer. Look at the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says, if you would tell him, "Shim yomer lahayom kach v'chach," if you tell him, "Tonight is 7 days, kach v'chach," don't say la'omer, "hayom kach v'chach, eino yachol lachzor v'limenos bebracha," you lost your opportunity to counter the bracha. Mishnah Berurah is medayik in that line of the Shulchan Aruch, your point, that you don't have to say the word la'omer. The word la'omer, ba'omer, whatever, however you say it, whatever you want to say, is dispensable. You can be yotzei sfiras ha'omer with omitting the word la'omer or ba'omer, which is why the poskim say, even though there might be a reason to say the La Omer or Ba Omer, you'll notice that some Siddurim say one way, the Mishnah Berurah might say a different way. It doesn't really make a big difference. There are reasons for each of them, but it doesn't make such a big difference, and the raya is that if you leave the whole word out entirely, you're still Yotzei. So how serious a difference could it be between La Omer and Ba Omer if you could omit the entire word and you're still Yotzei? So you should still do whatever the right thing to do is, but the word La Omer Ba Omer is dispensable.
I don't see why that would be.
Fine. Because you're counting the days of the Omer, so you're saying, "Hayom, today is 7 days." So you're counting what today is. It's obvious that what you're doing, you're not counting 7 days since the Mets won their last game. So, fine. Oh, really? The day of the month corresponds to the day of the Omer? I mean, this morning.
Today is.
Okay, I'm already confused, but
today
that we just finished was the 10th. Oh, great. Okay, very good. Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay, that's. Daf Yomi also works out. Oh, wow, this is terrific. Hashem's making. If anybody messes it up this year, you're in trouble. Okay, so a number of other interesting points about this halacha is obviously, let's say somebody's counting next to you and they said the wrong number, and you correct that. You didn't make your bracha yet. You just corrected them. They said, tonight 7, Hayom, Sheva Yamim, Shehem, Sheva Chad Omer. You say, no, it's 8. So based on what we just said, you didn't ruin yourself, because even if you said, no, it's 8 days, which is a... No, it's eight days, which is a Shavuot Chaviyam Achad. So you didn't ruin your opportunity to say a bracha because you didn't say Hayom, even though you corrected him to the respond to what today is. What about the following? What about if you aren't sure what today is? It sounds better in Hebrew, so I'll say it in Hebrew. Hayom Shavuot Yomim LaOmer. Is today 7 days in the Omer? You said the word today, Hayom. And you said Shavuot Yomim. You might even said LaOmer. Hayom Kach V'Kach, Hayom Shavuot Yomim. So if you're saying it as a question, the poskim do say that that didn't count as a sphira. And even if you did say, even if you said the right amount, the right number, and you're correct in that number that you asked about, the answer was yes, it is, so you can still go ahead and count with a bracha, moving forward, even that evening, because questioning is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah does not ask questions, it's not the Seder night. The mitzvah is to count, and a ma'isa sphira is not a ma'isa of a she'ela. This is the halacha cited by the Kaf HaChaim, the Chidah, as well as the Rav Ozner points this out, that if something's in question form, that's not considered a sphira. Along similar lines, what happens if somebody says, today is Lag BaOmer, we don't say Tachlin tomorrow, I'm so excited. So you said the words, today, Hayom, Lag, Lamed Gimel, BaOmer, Laomer, it doesn't matter. By the way, that's one of the proofs they say, to say Ba, like the Artsko says, because you say, no one ever said, happy Lag LaOmer. Everyone says Lag BaOmer, right? That's one of the proofs that they say, that they cite. The Echronim cite that proof. That we mentioned it last year, actually, to say Ba. So if you say Hayom Lag BaOmer, so the Echronim point out similarly, if your point is not to do the sphere, but your intent was just to say that you're happy that there's no Tachman tomorrow morning, or that there's going to be a big bonfire tonight in your backyard, that's... everyone knows you have a big barbecue on Lag Bar. So you say to your friend, your next neighbor, today's Lag BaOmer, so that will not be considered counting, even though all the requirements should be, but that wasn't the Ma'isa Sfira. That wasn't a counting. That was just a specifying of what the date, what the holiday is, not an actual Ma'isa Sfira, and therefore that would not count as a Sfira. You could go ahead and count with a bracha, Hayom Shlosha V'Shloshim Yom, Shehem whatever amount, LaOmer. Fine. Let us move to the next halacha. The next halacha would be, okay, let's think for a second. If a person is asked, how many days is today? So, the Shulchan Aruch told us, you should always answer what yesterday was. I have a question for you. How do we paskin? There's a machlokas in the Gemara that you've all come across, mitzvah tzrichos kavana or mitzvah ein tzrichos kavana. Meaning, Is doing the act itself the mitzvah, or do you also have the intention of fulfilling the mitzvah thereby? We pass a mitzvah tzrichos kavana. That means in order to do a mitzvah, you have to have two things: A, the ma'isa mitzvah, and to be yotze mitzvah, you have to intend to actually fulfill the mitzvah. So when somebody standing next to me asks me, how many days is tonight? And I respond to him, I don't have kavana to be yotze. And therefore I'm not fulfilling, I did the Maisa, I said today is 7 days LaOmer, but if I was just responding to him without intending to fulfill the mitzvah, I didn't have the necessary machshava that halacha requires of mitzvah trichos kavana, which is how we paskin. So therefore, I would think that, why is the Shulchan Aruch causing all this trouble and causing this tzimis? Anyway, you didn't have kavana to be yotze, you're just answering the guy standing next to you and helping him out. You didn't have kavana biyotz, and therefore you are lacking the kavana, mitzvah tzrichos kavana. The answer is, Mishnah Berurah points out, because even though you're right, according to bottom line halacha, we pass the mitzvah tzrichos kavana. However, since there is an opinion that holds mitzvahs ein tzrichos kavana, and therefore, even if you didn't intend to fulfill the mitzvah, you did the act of doing the mitzvah by saying to him, no, tonight is 8 days to the Omer. So, since there is that opinion, when it comes to brachos, we know they're always going to be mekel, Safik brachos lahakol. So since according to the man da'amar, the mitzvah ain't tzrichos kavana, your response to him, even though you didn't have kavana, was a fulfillment of the mitzvah. So even though we typically paskin mitzvahs do require kavana, since according to the other man da'amar, you were already yotzei, we avoid making a bracha, misafik, but not because you are definitely Yotze, but rather because of the possibility you might have been Yotze, according to the Mandar Mitzvah and Shichas Kavana, which comes out something very important. Let's say it did happen to you, somebody asked you, and you messed up. They asked you, what was today? You should have said yesterday was. Instead, they said today is blank, blank, blank. So, according to the Manda Amar Mitzvahs, Ein Shichas Kavanah, you were just Yotze. That's why you're not going to make a bracha later. But according to the Manda Amar Mitzvahs, Shichas Kavanah, you didn't intend to fulfill the mitzvah, you just intended to answer him. So you should go ahead and make sure you do count tonight. Don't say, oh, I said it already, I can't make a bracha anymore, and move on with your life. You're right, you're not going to be able to make a bracha because of the suffix, but do make sure that you do count, at least without a bracha, to fulfill the mitzvah according to mitzvahs. Yes, Tzrichos Kavana, which is how we do Paskin. Last night we raised the question of what to do when somebody asks you a question. They ask you what the count for tonight's Sfiras HaOmer is. So of course you're supposed to answer last night's count, because if you answer tonight's count, you enter the question whether or not mitzvah Tzrichos Kavana, and if indeed mitzvah ain't Tzrichos Kavana. So by responding to that question, you'll thereby have been yotzei the mitzvah, and you won't be able to go ahead and count with a bracha, which is halacha l'maaseh. If somebody does ask you and you tell them, oh, tonight's count is, and you tell them tonight's count, so you cannot count tonight with a bracha. There's an important caveat that the Mishnah Berurah points out, and that caveat is that, let's say you're past day six, you're already in the realm of weeks, you're already in day seven, which is 1 week, or any time past day seven, once you're in the weeks, says the Mishnah Berurah, if somebody asked you the number and you told him tonight's number, when it's this man to count, and you told him this is the time, it's already been a shmasha, it's a possible time to count, and you told him tonight's number, but you didn't mention the weeks, let's say it's the 26th day, 26th night, and somebody says, what's tonight's count? It's already nighttime, and you say, tonight's 26 days. 26 days of the Omer. But you didn't mention the weeks, the fact that it's 3 weeks and 5 days, says the Mishnah Berurah, you can still go ahead and count later on with a bracha, even though you did tell him tonight's count during the Zman Sfira, you told him the days, you said the word Hayom, as we said last night, that you need to say Hayom to count the actual day, not just the number, but you counted the days, the number of days, you still can, yes, go ahead and yes, count with a bracha tonight, because you did not count, you did not mention to that person, to your friend, the number of weeks, which is a necessary part of the Sfira. Fine. When does this... Shulchan Aruch continues, says the Ramah, once it's time to do Sfiras HaOmer, it's a mitzvah, right? Machlok is mitzvah derabanan deraisa, we pass that it's derabanan mikra din, but many Rishonim say it's deraisa, some Rishonim say it's deraisa. Either way, once the time of the Zman Sfiras HaOmer kicks in, we're not permitted to have, the Shulchan Aruch says, to eat. The real halacha is you're not allowed to have a full meal, you're allowed to have snacks before you do a mitzvah that sets in, but it's important to keep in mind, if you want to sit down and have a meal anytime in the next 6 weeks after Zman Sfira would be when? Well, even though last night we said that once it's Ben HaShmasho, once Shki arrives, it's already a questionable time, you shouldn't answer your friend about tonight's count, the real Zman is only after Tzeis HaKochavim. We never make that, by the way. We always say before Tzeis HaKochavim, because it would be too much of a tircha to extend my speech. It would be too much of a tircha for me if I had to speak for an extra 20 minutes. And it might be a tircha, some other people might be annoyed also. So we do count before the Zman, but it's a Shas HaKochav, because otherwise people might forget, so that's what we rely on, like Tosus points out. So the Ikur Zman is really Tzeis HaKochavim. So once Tzeis HaKochavim kicks in, then one is not permitted to have a meal for the next 6 weeks. Important to keep in mind. But again, even though the Shulchan Aruch sounds like he's saying not allowed to eat, he says the word asu lechol, but the halachas that are articulated elsewhere in the Shulchan Aruch, whenever this shaila comes up, like before Neres Chanukah, before Bedikas Chametz, before Mirkum Megillah, and before all those mitzvahs that we have at night, where you're not allowed to eat before you do the mitzvah, there the halacha is always that you're not allowed to have a seuda, you're not allowed to have a kibetza of pas, but you can have a yogurt, you can have salad, you can have some chicken, you shouldn't have a kibetza pas, a bread meal, nor should you have drinks. Because if you drink something that could be meshacher you, could intoxicate a person, then you might fall asleep or forget or get distracted from the buzz that will prevent you from fulfilling the obligation that you have. So this Isser, however, only starts once it's Tzeisa Kochavim. What happens if you started eating? Well, once you started, let's say you started eating, you went to a chasana and you started eating. And there you washed, or somali, you will go to Sheva Brachas, or Sudas, Sudas Mitzvah, Yartzeit, so whatever it is, and you started eating, and you realize, oh my gosh, I didn't count Sfirsa Omer. So you allowed to finish eating, or do you have to stop where you are right now? Well, this will actually depend on whether or not, what determines whether you have to stop if you already started eating? Let's say you ate bread. You ate bread. Now, are you allowed to continue eating your meals because you already began your meal? Or do you have to pause in your meal and stop to do the mitzvah that's incumbent upon you? What does it depend on? Whether or not... What?
Started bizmanisa.
No, that's... let's say you started bizmanisa, so that's true. No, that's a side point. What does it depend on? This is true in all the halachas that you can't eat. This is true. This distinction will make the... will tell us if you have to stop, if you start eating before Adlokas Neres Chanukah, and before Kriyas HaMegillah, and before Bedikas Chametz. It depends on whether the mitzvah that we're dealing with is a mitzvah. Doraisa, Dorabanan, the Rav says, of course. If it's a mitzvah Doraisa, then you have to stop what you're doing. If it's a mitzvah Dorabanan, and you already are in the middle of your meal, you're allowed to continue doing what you're doing, because Chaim Chamim did not obligate you to, the Gemara points this out. The Gemara Sukkah says that this is the difference between, I don't remember, between start, if you eat before, during Zman Mincha, Gemara asks a stira. One place it says that you have to stop your eating. The other place says you don't have to stop eating. The Gemara says, one, it depends if it's a Doraisa or Dorabanan. So if it's a Doraisa, you do have to stop here. Most poskim assume that the way we paskin, Sviyasom is only Dorabanan. Therefore, theoretically, you would not have to stop your eating. You would be able to continue eating. According to the Rambam and those who say that it is Daraisa, you would have to stop your eating. It's so curious, though, that the Shulchan Aruch here says that even if you started eating, you should stop. I don't understand. If we always say that if you started eating a meal, you only have to pause for Daraisa mitzvahs, but if it's only Darabana mitzvah that you're waiting to do, you're allowed to continue your meal because you already started your meal. You shouldn't have stopped. But if you started, you're allowed to continue eating if it's only Nisa Darabana. A mitzvah derabanan. How come here by Sfiras HaOmer, the Rama tells me that I should stop my meal, I should pause? Why would Sfiras HaOmer be different? That we should pause our meal if it's only a mitzvah derabanan. And for mitzvah derabanan, typically I'm allowed to continue eating my meal. What do you say? Why would Sfiras HaOmer be different? What? For Tmimos. Rabbi Flamma suggests that Sfiras HaOmer might be unique in as much as there's an Indian of Tmimos, which would, as Tosfos points out, make it ideal to count earlier in the night. So even though Mikra Hadin, you're right, you could count later, but we want to get as much of the night covered by our sphira to allow us to count it. It's a beautiful svara. I didn't see that, but that's a beautiful svara. I hear that. That's a very strong svara. Any other suggestions? I think Rabbi Flams is a better suggestion than Mishnah Berurah, if I could say so. Anyone know what the Mishnah Berurah says? Mishnah Berurah says that Sfiras HaOmer takes how long?
1 second.
4 seconds. So you're in the middle of your steak. Stand up, for heaven's sake, for 4 seconds. Say, Hayom blank yomim laomer shem blank kashavos blank yomim. Sit down, continue your steak. What's the big deal? We're not talking about davening ma'ar. We're not talking about saying, you know, be mekabel olmach shemayim. And the Dalids and the up and down and all for and saying Shema. It takes 4 seconds. Bedikas Chametz, Neginer Eschah, all these things, the things that are involved. To take 4 minutes and just to, 4 seconds, I'm sorry, and say Bedikas Chametz, that's Mishnah Berurah. I think Rabbi Flams is much more lumdish, right? Okay. Rabbi Flams Svara that he just mentioned about the Mila of making Sfiras HaOmer as early as you can is the Tosis that I mentioned 5 minutes ago. When I said that we count early, we're not like the ideal is. The ideal is, of course, to count after Tzeis HaKochavim, and I said that we don't do that here in this shul, at this minyan. The reason why we did it is because it's a Shas HaDchak, and we rely on Tosis that Rabbi Flam mentioned, that there's an ideal, at least according to Tosos, to count earlier in the evening so we could achieve the tamimos components, though we could have as much of the night covered, so we have a full days of Sfiras Omer there, being by counting as early as you can. So that's where that's the other side of the coin, as opposed to the ideal, which the Shulchan Aruch says, which would be to count after Tzeis HaKochav, but we don't.
The 11 short.
What? Sorry?
I want the tamimos of the day today to be longer.
I hear what you're saying. I hear it. I hear that. I hear that. Maybe that's why the other Shulchan did to disagree with Tosfos. I hear you, Svar. Very good.
And if the day holds us, I miss the count by
then. Now we're ready above my pay scale. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch continues. Another interesting question. We mentioned last night that if somebody asks you what time, and somebody asks you what's the count tonight, so you answer them with last night, esmol was, till yesterday was, blank, blank, blank. Let's say you made the mistake, so you can't count tonight with a bracha. At which point are we nervous? So the Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, we only start getting nervous about this once it's Shkia. Shkia, which is the earliest possible time that you could count. That's when you have to start bringing a Ben HaShemasho, Safik Yom, Safik Lail, it might be Lail already, and that's when you have to get nervous and not tell him tonight is, but rather tell him yesterday was. Okay. The Be'er Halacha raises the following question. Let's say, right, I think it's after Pesach, we start the early Friday night Minyanim, right? So let's say you're in a community where they have Friday night here or any other place where there's some minyanim, say, out of town, sometimes they have, throughout the whole summer, they have a 7 o'clock marif. Throughout the whole summer. After plug, straddling plug, not straddling. Let's say it's after plug. We straddle plug here Friday nights, Baruch Hashem. So, 7 o'clock is before Shkia, but you already daven marif. And after marif, somebody asks you, what's tonight's count? Tonight, I want to know, I'm going home for dinner Friday night. I want to know, can you tell me, what number am I supposed to count tonight after my Sudas Shabbos. So here, it's before Shkia, it's not Ben HaShemashos. So on one hand, you could say, you don't have to be worried about telling what tonight is, it's not Sman Sira anyway. On the other hand, you already davened Mariv. You're ready, for you, it was already, maybe the whole Tzibu davened Mariv. Maybe the whole city, if it's a little city. I remember once, I was going out with a girl in New Haven, Connecticut, in the summertime. There's only one Mariv mini in New Haven, Connecticut. It's not like you could. I mean, there's more than one. As far as I know, there's only one. You make it or you don't daven marif with a minion. It's not like you pick and choose. You go to the Boston at 10:20, 10:40, 11:20. So what's the halacha? Talk if somebody asks you what's tonight, and the whole tzibur daven marif already. It's not Ben HaShemashos. Are you already in that trapped time? So you're saying alumdus. And that could be the lamdus behind the psak of the Be'er Halacha, which is, as you're saying, that even though you davened Mariv, but davening Mariv doesn't necessarily mean that it's Zman Sfira yet, and even though you davened Mariv, but nevertheless it's still not Zman Sfira, and therefore you wouldn't have to be worried about telling the person tonight's count, because it's not yet Zman of Sfira Sa'omer, and therefore you would be able to answer him, tonight is blank and blank nights, and you don't have to be worried. You could go ahead when Seis comes this evening, you would be able to count with the bracha without any worry, because that which you told him was 100% before this man, even though it is a time that you already davened Marav.
You can even daven, you still count Thursday nights.
Yes, it's famous, You see it in Hilchas Nida and other such things, you can still do things from yesterday, even though you already count. That's correct.